You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So I'm teaching on the warrior within, and I talked about what are my weapons? My weapons that have never failed me. I said it's worship, it's prayer, His name, His word, and His thoughts. And so I'm attempting to finish up His name tonight because we started on this on Sunday, and I'm just excited about it, guys. His name is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11. And you know, guys, sometimes we can get to a place where we think we know everything. But like I just said, every time we hear or see or read His word, it has a different feel, it has a different connotation to it, it has a different truth to it, but most of all, it allows, His word causes us to grow when we act on it. That's the key component. You can't grow without acting on what you heard, what you saw, and what you believe. If you stay the same, then you will stay the same, okay? So, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And I just want to take a quick minute to think about all the powers that are in the world. The United States, is it number one? Is it Russia? Are they number one? But in all those powers, none of them can reach all three realms. Jesus is the only one that has total authority over all three realms, heaven, earth, and under the earth. That's a nice way of saying hell. But anyway, let me keep going. Using the name of Jesus, using Jesus' name. And that has, and I'm going to look at two components of how to use that name tonight. We've been talking about prayer, but there's another one that is so powerful, and that's called decree. So there's prayer, and then there's the decree. A decree is when a person of authority speaks, and they have authority because they have been given by the Most High authority. So this is not so much as praying as it is speaking God's word with that authority. Okay? All right, so I'm going to talk briefly about prayer. And let me give you an understanding of this. Write this down. I hadn't said that in at least a few weeks, right, Chad? The kingdom is voice activated. So when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we accepted him by confessing him as Lord and Savior of our lives. We did it with our words. But we did that through the kingdom of his name, which is Jesus. So whenever we want to take authority over something, we take authority with our words, and that's what activated. So a lot of times people will keep quiet when things are going wrong or things are not going quite the way they want it to, instead of speaking up. As you speak up, what happens is the kingdom is activated. The word of God was created for us to speak, thus changing, y'all ready for this? Reality. The word of God was created for us to speak, thus changing reality. We saw Jesus do it. Him and the disciples on the water going to Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. And all of a sudden, the waves were boisterous. The wind was boisterous. And so the disciples, they were scared. They were afraid. But Jesus spoke to it. He commanded the waves to cease. He commanded everything to stop because he spoke to authority. He spoke with authority to the kingdoms. Okay? So we were created by using our words that he gave us to change reality. So when sickness is manifested, you can speak to sickness and you command it to leave. And you change reality because when you spoke it, you had a temperature. You were laying down in bed. You were sweating. But you change reality. All of a sudden, the temperature is no longer there and neither are the bed sweats. There were other examples of where he raised the dead by speaking to him. Remember Sunday talked about how he spoke to the woman, the little girl. And he said, rise and then go get something to eat. She rose and she went to get something to eat. But everybody else was in there mourning the loss. But see, he changed reality. Some of us, when we got a hold to the word, we changed reality. We went from poverty to abundance. We went from sickness to health. We went from chaos to peace. So let me listen to the scripture. This is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. So when we speak God's word, it is always moving, doing, and achieving. His word is not at rest. So that's why before we go to sleep, we want to speak his words so that those words are continually operating, doing, energizing, being effective while we're asleep. Those words are producing the things that we spoke. It says, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I love this. Penetrating as far as the division of the soul and the spirit and the completeness of a person. And that's why when I'm in a counseling session and we get to a certain place, I'll say, ask the Holy Spirit, where is the source of what is operating in your life. What is the point of origin of that? Ask the Holy Spirit, and he'll reveal that, because he's the one that can separate your soul from your spirit. And grab this right quick. And I tell people, you know, it's like, try to split that. Now, it's easy to split this, you know, deter this, but try to deter this, how thin it is. But that's like the soul and the spirit of a person. It's even thinner than that. But his word can go in. What goes in? His word goes in. Okay? Prayer. So I'm going to talk about prayer briefly, because I covered that on Sunday. But it's just incredible. So what we do with prayer, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We don't pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Praying for the things, y'all ready for this? Because I'm telling you, you can't pray for somebody else's husband no more. You can't pray for somebody else's wife no more. When I give you a definition of this, when we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, we are praying for things that will honor and glorify him. Praying for somebody else's husband, is that glorifying God?
No.
Praying for somebody's wife, is that glorifying God?
No.
Praying for somebody to drop dead. Y'all might not answer with that. y'all might not answer with that. Okay? Praying in the name of Jesus also represents that you're praying in agreement with God's will. Is the essence of praying in his name. When I'm praying in the name of Jesus, I'm praying in agreement with God's will. Anybody got that? Any questions here?
Not
yet. Okay, all right. Continuing prayer. Take the time. I tell you what, when we get together on Thursday nights, pull out your iPhone or Android and you look up the scripture. Instead of always reading it with me, you look up the scripture. So I'm going to give you a quote. It's 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is in the Amplified Bible. This is what it says. I'm going to read the whole thing first. This is the remarkable degree of confidence. See, we all deal with confident issues. Everyone has a challenge in a certain area. But this right here, this translation says remarkable degree of confidence, which we as believers are entitled to. You don't have to beg for this. You don't have to plead for this. Uh-oh. You have to work for this to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, what did we just talk about?
According to his will.
According to his will, that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. Do I need to read that again? Or do you think you got it?
Maybe again.
This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to. So that means unbelievers are not entitled to this. Have before him that if we ask anything according to his will, that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. So Holy Spirit, would you mind allowing us in a moment of time? There's some of us who have never asked for your plan or your purpose for our life. Would you mind revealing that to us who haven't asked in a moment of time? And what I mean by that is the Holy Spirit talks fast, or he shows us fast. You don't fast for 5 days just to hear what he has to say. You just ask him and believe that it's done. So if you wouldn't mind, make sure you let Michelle know. Just when, as he answers you, which he has already done, just write down and make sure you just put it in the chat section. What he told you was his plan and his purpose for your life. And we go on, still on in 1 John chapter 5. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, see? So how do we know for a fact? It tells us that indeed we do. Because when we ask something, he tells us that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask. We also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the requests which we have asked from him. Talking about prayer, talking about praying in the name of Jesus, praying to the Father in Jesus' name. And according to John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 15, it makes it clear that we get what we ask for when it's asked according to him. Yes.
I have an answer from Nicole.
Okay.
It said hers was to flourish.
To flourish. Okay, Nicole. That's you. So you don't have to ask questions about that anymore. Everything you touch is supposed to flourish. Now, are there going to be challenged with it? Absolutely. But the end result is flourishing. Anybody else?
Sharon says to encourage.
To encourage. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yep. So you know what you're supposed to do, Sharon, right? Don't be surprised if you go to a restaurant and you end up talking to somebody that you need to encourage, or you go to a grocery store. Whatever your anointing is, what happens is that is what people draw from. Follow me? All right, anybody else?
But that was it
okay.
So far.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. All right, let's keep going. Now, we talked about prayer. I'm looking good on time, Shelly. It's 7:15.
Yeah, we're okay. Doing real good.
All right, so y'all ready for decree? Decree is the second form of prayer. But the difference is you're speaking his words, which are spirit and they are life. The other one, remember, you are praying to the Father in Jesus' name. When you decree something, you are speaking his words. Whose words?
His.
Which are spirit and they are life. He says it. But let me keep going. Okay? You got that part? And this is the second part I want you to make sure you write down or you take a note about. When you decree, you are acting as an official order issued by legal authority. The king or the queen, well, the queen, when she decrees something, she is in total authority of what she just said. How much more our Father, who's over everything? We talked about three realms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's over everything, even what she says. So write this down. So when you talk, when you decree something, you're acting as an original official issued by legal authority. And the thing about God's authority, y'all ready for this? Is it never submits. It has no limit, and it cannot be told what to do. And it will not submit. That thing is powerful, because people have a lot of trouble about submission. Man, when you get a hold to decree, what happens is you realize you can say something, and it can't be taken back. So basically, when you decree, you're taking God's word and speaking them out. You are literally God manifested, and this is going to sound strong. You are literally God manifested in this flesh when we speak God's word. When we decree, we have been given the legal authority to say what God's word says, and it has to be done. So, and let's see, what is it? In John chapter 6, verse 63, in the New Living Translation, it says, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Who gives the eternal life? The Spirit alone. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. That's why when we can speak his word, people who are dead can come back to life. Sickness has to run, it has to flee, because his word is spirit, that's life. There's this power, spirit and it's life. So every time you talk, even when it seems like no one's listening, no one's growing, you continue to speak his word. Because speaking his word, which is spirit and life, but when you speak your word, it's not spirit and life. But when you speak his word, it has to be followed up by manifestation. All right? Y'all write this down. Y'all ready for this? Because I want you to grab this thing. When we speak these decrees in the spirit realm, act brings the manifestation to the natural realm. See, when I say in the spirit realm, you're speaking in the arena where you live. As believers, we live in the spirit realm. So when we speak, when we decree what God's word says, we are speaking in the spirit realm, and it manifests in the natural realm. What I mean by that, we can speak healing to somebody in the natural realm, and it manifests in the spirit, I mean, in the natural realm. So they can have a tempter. We can speak to the tempter by using God's word that he gave us to give. And that tempter will go away, which is in the natural realm. We spoke spiritual words in the natural realm. It manifests. Guys, think about situations that are before you, things that you are thinking about. Even to this day, you came home and you was upset. You were disappointed about something that happened at work or something happened in your relationship. But where is that relationship? It's in the natural realm. Where is that being upset about work or about finances? Where is that? It's in the natural realm. So you use, we use his name from the spirit realm to change the natural realm. Guys, that thing powerful. It's powerful. Instead of us complaining a lot about stuff, start speaking. Start speaking to the natural realm, but it's done through the spirit realm. So the question I need to answer is, so what can the decreeing do? Because some people, oh Pastor, you're just coming up with a special word. What word are we talking about? What word are we going to talk about on Sunday? Come on Sunday, you find out. But when you decree something, it makes changes in the spirit and the physical realm. You're speaking in the spirit realm, but it changes the physical realm. What is it that you need to speak about your marriage? What is it that you need to speak about that special child? What is it that you need to speak about that relationship, that job? Believing for a house? You can see the house that's in the natural realm, but where do you speak about? In the spirit realm. Decree releases. Uh-oh, y'all ready for this? And I'm going to give them a scripture share. You got to write this down. Because a lot of people are freaked out about the coronavirus. Rightfully so. I can see why you would be alerted or in an unrest position. But once you understand your authority and your power, it's in Psalms 103, verse 20, and it says, y'all check this out. So remember, when we decree, we release and commission angels. We release angels to go on our behalf. We commission angels to make sure everything is taken care of properly. And it says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. So that means I got to talk God's word in order for angels to heed to my voice? Because that's what they're listening for, who excel in strength. They never get tired. Yes, after I finish this session, I am going downstairs and I'm going to eat me a nice meal and I'm going to kick up my heels. But see, angels don't kick up their heels because they excel in strength. They only get stronger. They get stronger as we pronounce and say his word. Do his word. It didn't say do Paul's word. It says do his word. So I need to speak what God's word says. Heeding the voice of his word. Angels are listening for us to say the word of God. So in order to say it, we have to know it. In order to say it, we have to read it. In order to say it, we have to be full of it. Situations going on, where's the first place you go? Do you go to the word or do you go to your emotions? Do you go to the word or do you go to your flesh? I think they want me to keep going on that. Okay, all right. When you decree a thing, you change your beliefs. So when you understand how much power we have by saying what he says, seeing what we said, it changes your beliefs. Because, and I just got to go real on you, we are what we believe. We are what we believe. And if we don't think so, all you have to do is think about what have you said.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Wayne would like to know.
Okay, Wayne.
How specifically is decreeing and declaring different from prayer?
Well, let me tell you. I didn't have time to study declaring, so I studied decreeing because that's the one that I use the most. So, Wayne, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. Okay? You got it? Okay. I'll study it and let you know. I'll let you know on Sunday, okay? But for right now, I knew I had a limited amount of time, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to deal with prayer and decree because I know for myself that has been the most effective for me. So I'm only using the weapons I know. But I have an answer for you on Sunday. Fair enough? Okay. All right. This is your assignment. I hadn't given you an assignment in a long time. What things have you decreed? Or have you ever decreed? You find a scripture, you take something like, let's say, for example, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I just decreed. What does that mean? I'm the head. Meaning that I'm in charge. No matter what job I have, I'm going to be put in charge in some capacity. Or what kind of life I live, I'm the one that has the understanding, the insight, the revelation on what needs to happen next. Because I am speaking his word and not the tail, meaning that I'm not at the bottom. And if you're at the bottom, you need to start decreeing this because you're not supposed to be. I'm above and not beneath. This is what God's word says. This is not what Paul says, but Paul says God's word. Got it? So what are some of the decrees that you can make in your life starting tonight? And all you do is you read the word, you look at your situation and see, how do I want that to be different? I need to find a word that I can decree because you have been given legal authority. And remember I said his authority does not change and it can't, write this down. Oh, and his authority can't be questioned and it can't be brought to an end. People can question it, but it's above any question that you can ask. Anybody got anything?
We
good?
We good.
But what's your assignment?
Write down your decrees.
Write down your decrees. How do you find them?
Read the word.
You find them by reading the word. Think about the areas that you want to be different. Find his word. Because remember, his word is spirit. In his life. Okay?
Sharon would like to know, do I actually say I decree before I speak the word I'm praying?
That's awesome. So you only say that once. And from then on, you just start to talk. For example, I already read it in the beginning. So I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Where is Jesus? He's on the inside. So when I'm speaking what's already in me as I speak his word. So I'm speaking in his authority. So no, you do not have to always decree and declare. You can start speaking his word. And that's the declaration. Okay? Good question.
That's it?
All right, guys. I got 4 minutes, but I'm going to stop in 4 minutes. I'm going to stop right now. So that gives me two minutes. So I'm going to check back with you. And so, Zia, they can still send it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They can put it right in the chat section.
All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you in advance for this opportunity to bring forth your word. I thank you that as we talked, we were open, we were honest with each other, and that will continue. And we will learn, but we will start to speak decrees based off what your word says, that's going to change our lives. Because when we decree, we speak in the spirit realm, but it manifests and changes the natural realm. So we thank you in advance that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us will be shown to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866 866- 333-9505.